Okay, guys. So, just to quickly remind ourselves who we are, as we noted, Lo Sichonim divides into three Surim. We noted that within the Rambam and several other Rishonim, at least in the context of Karaka, which we'll come back to, which is the longest of them probably, many of these Surim we call Lo Sichonim are not Lo Sichonim. They are Lo Yeshuv Bar Tzacha. The Acharonim distinguish between those two. But let's deal with the praise one, which, again, I think is the one that has been dealt with least in Psak. I was looking at the Sefer Ben Yisrael and Nachri, which is meant to be a comprehensive work on all halachot that relate to Jews and non-Jews. It literally has one line on this Yisrael Lozachanim. You would think it had more than that. But okay, fine. Okay, let's quickly review. Let's put this up. Lozachanim. So, what were the three prohibitions that came from it?
Spelling, land, praise, and gifts.
Land, praise, fine, gifts. Great. Now, which one, who holds that praise is the Ikar Drasha?
Yerushalmi.
Good, Yerushalmi. Who else?
Rashi.
Right, Rashi on the Torah sounds that way. Some of the Acharonim Demonai. Who else? Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos. Right? Though not seemingly a Mishnah Torah. There's a Brachinuch. Right? But the simple pshat of the Bavli is that it's land.
Right?
But again, that may be solved by the Lo Yeshuv Bar Tzacha, right?
Awesome.
Distinction.
Yeah.
Right? Good. Okay, so now let's move simply to praise. So, Lo Sichanim of praise. What does it mean? So, before we get to the praise part, even within the praise one, it subdivides, right? Into what? What does the Bavli say? What does Lo Sichanim mean?
Avodas Chachamim.
Within this, no.
Oh.
What does it mean? It's pshat. What does it mean? The Gemara.
Oh, like
right?
Saying.
It just means praising, right? Yeah. But what does the Yerushalmi add to this discussion? The Yerushalmi says, what? Right, this is on page 2, if you're jumping around here, right? We've seen this already, but what does the Yerushalmi say? Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Avahu, B'Shem, Rabbi Yossi, B'Chanina, Godelitz, Yisrael, Degadelitz, Hanachres, Mishum, Lo Sitin, Lo Emchein. He says, it is also what? What is a Godelit?
I don't know.
It's a hairstylist.
Huh.
It's a hairstylist. Because how is the Yerushalmi understanding it?
You can't make them.
Right. I mean, the Bavli says it's Lotitim lehemchein means don't praise them. Yerushalmi adds that within this praise, it doesn't just mean praise. It means don't make them praiseworthy. Right? I mean, don't give them the ability to find chain, essentially. Right? But this is probably not lahalacha, because it's not quoted anywhere in the Bavli. The Betzela Chachma notes this, that this is unique to the Yerushalmi. So we're going to note that conceptually this makes a lot of sense, but this is not where we, right? Now, well, actually, before we do that, according to Yerushalmi, what do you think? Why is this Usser? What is the nature of the Yitzhar of Lo Sichanim, according to Yerushalmi? What do you think?
The nature. Anything that has to do with priesthood.
Yeah, so why? Let's try to sharpen our understanding of it. Why might the Yerushalmi think that this part of Lo Sichanim includes this? Right? Making them look beautiful. Right, what is the nature of the Yisr?
You're praising them for their beauty.
Yeah, but so why is it an Usr to make them beautiful? How is that related?
You're giving them the option for somebody to say.
So I think, if you remember, there were three, right? There's Karaka, and then there's what? Manas Chinam. And I wonder whether, according to Yerushalmi, it equates these two, praise and Matana. Right? That it thinks that the Yisr of Lo Sichanim is don't give them things undeservedly. Right? One type of thing you can give them is
praise.
A gift, the other is praise. But once you're blurring the lines between these two, what's a natural thing that would come out?
Hairstyle.
Right? Making them beautiful.
Them, yeah.
Right? If you think these are three distinct Yisurim, then this doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Right? Meaning it's don't praise them and don't give them gifts. Mm-hmm. But giving them a hairstyle is not really a gift, it's not really praise.
Right.
But if you blur the lines and it's basically don't give them, right, anything, right? Don't give them praise, right? Meaning, if you think praise is an expansion of Matnas Chinam, I mean, don't give them anything, then obviously this is going to fall somewhere in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay, I think that's the Yerushalmi, or something like that. But we don't paskin like the Yerushalmi pashtras, right? We focus on praise. Now, again, as we've noted, many Rishonim think that this is the Iker. Right? This is the ikker. Right? Is chayim. So that's what we're going to focus on, is chayim. Giving them praise, right? Praising a non-Jew. So now, okay. So if I ask you, what is the nature of this isser? What do you think? Let's try to figure it out. What is the nature of the isser? And now you can start invoking Rishonim, right? But if you want, you can first tell me theoretically. What do you think the isser of this is? The nature of this is? Right? What is it? Why can't you praise them? Or what does it mean you can't praise them?
To connect to them.
Good. So, right, right now I'm just going to throw out possibilities. One is, right, it's a problem of connection. Great. What else? What might be a problem of?
Validation.
Sure, validation of what?
Of them, in general, of what they do.
Okay, but what does that mean? Let's subdivide that.
Well, it could be their religion.
Oh, what does it mean? Okay, religion, good. Religion.
Or it could just be...
Meaning of Ojazara, or...
Or the way what they're doing.
Yeah,
the
or just...
dress, let's say. Like, I mean, any other
just
thing
just their
involving,
general,
yeah,
right? General and, problems we might have with them.
Right.
Right? Now, why am I distinguishing between these?
Because, Well,
is it limited to Ovdei Avodah Zarah?
Right.
Meaning, if it's about validation, which I think is a good word for this.
Then anything bad.
Right? Then it depends. Validating what? If it's about religion,
then only
it might be limited to Ovdei Avodah Zarah. If it's about, you know, validating their lifestyle more generally, remember we saw this in the Urayim,
then
we might open it up. Right? This is the Muslim question, potentially. Right? Okay, good. Can you give me other possibilities? Give me other possibilities.
Well, it's kind of validation, but coming to do the Avodah Zarah, it's all
right. Good, right? You might mimic them. Good. Yeah, these might all be related. What else? Remember, we're going to have to throw some problems in this. Right? Remember, the Gemara says, right? The Gemara we started with, before we even did this, so you're allowed to praise them if what? Your kavana is? For God. For God. Right? You're allowed to say a bracha on a beautiful non-Jewish person because you're not praising the person, you're praising God.
Oh,
right?
Thank you, God, for creating this beautiful person.
Yeah, remember, right? That was the Gemara at the bottom of Dav Chaf.
Right.
Right? Why is that okay? Why is that okay?
Because you're not...
So, you could say, look, it's not validating them, you're not connecting with them, you're connecting with God, you're not mimicking them, whatever.
No,
right? What else might that point to? Wait, why else might it be that if I'm praising God and not them, even though they're the vehicle, why might that be mutter? Because
there's no chashash you're going to come to a photo. Like
yeah, maybe. Right? Yeah. Right? It might be because maybe the concern is, right, that this is going to lead to a Avodah Zarah or something like that, but it's not going to, right, if you contextualize it with God.
Right?
Now, think of some nafkaminas, and then we'll try to go through these. What might be a nafkamina? Right? Let me throw out some possibilities. What might be a difference between these?
Between the three.
Yeah. Let's say, here, what happens if you're praising a non-Jew for doing something righteous?
Doing something...
righteous. Right, objectively righteous.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right? So what do you think? Connection? Problematic?
Not really, no.
Maybe.
Well, are you
maybe.
Are you doing it through...
Maybe. He's still non-Jewish. You still can't marry them, right? You still can't intermarry.
Right, but are you doing
right?
it through God, though? Like,
well, I'm saying, whatever. It's validation. Is that going to be a problem?
Yeah.
No.
Not necessarily, because what do you...
Well, no, because...
Only one of them.
Because you've only put...
Right, maybe, right? Maybe, maybe
yeah,
not.
You're
what about mimicking?
No.
No, not at all. Why? Because you want to mimic it, right? If they did something that is actually good... Right, you're not talking about their beauty. You're talking about the fact that they, you know, did chesed. Right, they did chesed. If it's a problem that you're going to end up mimicking their actions, that's great. Right?
Right.
We really would like you to mimic their actions. Now, remember that all of this is going to depend on what? All this depends on what? And remember, I've said this over and over in this again. All this depends on what?
If it applies to...
Remember? What? Why?
Oh,
right? These are all very much why questions, but in Lo Sechanim specifically, for whatever reason, because of the psukim, really, right? The poskim think there's a connection between what, why.
Well, because
right?
they can do something objectively good for the complete wrong reason, which can be an issue.
Praising, yes.
Praising what
yes,
they did that was
they
good.
Could.
But no, because like by praising what they did that was good, if they did it for the
best
correct. Reason, i.e. Avodah Zarah.
That could be, but we'll see. Right? One of the shilas that I'll discuss, I didn't give it to you inside, but I'll discuss it, was a shayla of, okay, can you praise a, there's a tshuva in the Ateris Paz, can you praise a Druze soldier who fought in the IDF and died?
Which soldier?
Druze.
It's Druze.
And the Druzim?
Yeah, they're like a tribe.
They're particularly friendly, right?
Oh, they're the Arabs that only fight.
Anyway. Yeah, the particularly friendly Arabs to Jews. Yeah, so can you, right, praise them? Well, right, Yacholiot, right? Mm-hmm. Right, for multiple reasons, but that's, right? They're not of the Avodah Zarah, right? Like, literally, they died all, you know, to save, right, the state of Israel. Like, that's what they did.
Right.
Right? Okay, so we'll get to that.
I'm referring to a different group, which, not necessarily in this case, but a group of people that are doing it, like, for whatever reason, somehow, one of their parts of Avodah Zarah happens to be something that we call objectively good.
Oh, in Okonami, right,
so
in Okonami.
That could be an issue with the
good,
validation.
For sure. So that could definitely be, right, a different case. Okay, so that's what I want to try to explore. And like I said, I haven't seen anything super systematic. This collection they put together from Olamot was not bad. Rav Henkin has a long shuv on it. So yeah, there's a shuv, which I think I printed out for you if you want. But I'll summarize the main issues. The entire Paz has a tshuva. We'll try to make some sense of this. I don't think a tremendous amount has been written. People just sort of write it very... They're agav. Okay, but before we examine it, let's complicate the picture, okay? What else is new, right? So, one of the major questions in Poskim, right, besides the theoretical, that's going to help us come to our conclusions of what is Usur, is the following. The Gemara says that you can't praise them. But there are several exceptions, right? So the first exception we've already seen, the bottom of Daf Daf, which is? Right? Yeah, the Bracha case, right? Where you're really praising a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mm-hmm. Right? That's one exception that the post can want to explain. But there are more. So, Gemara Shabbos, Lamed Gimel. Right? Gemara and Shabbos of Lamed Gimel and Beis. Famous Gemara. Right? It is. It really is. It really is. I do mean that, right? Right. In fact, if you were in my Gadot Hashir, we've even done this Gemara this year. What? Towards the beginning of the year, right? That correct, right? That you had three rabbis sitting together, right? You had Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Garim is there. So Pasach Rabbi Yehuda v'Amar Kama Noim Maaseh Shel Uma Zu. How great are the actions of the Romans, right? Right, the national praise. They build bridges, they build whatever.
Marketplaces.
Yeah, marketplaces, etc. Right? Is that we have several Gemaras that talk about things like this. Right? Praising nations. A third one.
Can you limit that to a nation which positively affects you?
Oh, maybe. But let's just put the evidence on the board and then try to just understand it. Right? Now, Mati's right. Perhaps we have to analyze what exactly is going on in this national praise. But first, let's lay out the questions that people have, okay? National praise, right? So we have bracha, meaning praising someone, but as a way of praising Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's one exception. Second is we have evidence in the Gemara of national praise. And in some cases, we even have religious or ethical national praise. Right? So, for example, the Gemara says in several places, in these things, the Parsiim are very good. Right? The tzniut which they engage in sexuality, right? The way they eat, right? The tzniut which they eat, right? Different things like that appear throughout Shas in multiple places, right? Which is, right, different than what Mati notes might be going on in the Gemara and Shabbos, right? Is that there you seem to actually be praising the nations, right? Now, another problem that everybody asks this question, right, is the Rambam, Paskins, like the Gemara, you aren't allowed to praise Goyim, except
Aristotle,
right? Right, Aristotle. The Rambam loves Aristotle. He loves Aristotle. He says he came, kimat, to the level of Nevi'im, right?
Was he a...
Mazeh.
Was he a...
Pagan. Right, pagan. They are pagans. They believe in multiple gods. Right? Think about it. Read Plato. Right? Read Plato. They talk about the gods. Some of the most famous dialogues of Plato, of Socrates, really. Right? Did he believe in it? Not believe in it? Maybe he was a koifer in Avodah Zarah. I don't know. Right? The point is he lives in a pagan culture. Right? He's probably not a monotheist. Right? Maybe he is deep down. I don't know. right? Maybe deep down, right? There's like Gödel stories of Aristotle, right? I don't know. But everyone wants to know this question, right? Meaning it's not just the Gemara that has these, but Rishonim do this, right? Or, you know, I can give you more. Tiferes Yisrael, right? Tiferes Yisrael has a piece praising the Chasidei Umas HaOlam, right? And who are his favorites? Who are his favorites? No, not. He has particular people. So, Edward Jenner. Why? Invented the smallpox vaccine. Right, smallpox vaccine. He likes Sir Francis Drake because he believes, mistakenly, that he brought potatoes to Europe and saved Ireland. Right?
It's so funny to think about it. Francis Drake was...
That's not actually what he did. It's a bit of a mistake. But it's not the point. Right? The first Israel has this, right? They pray, he praises them. Right? You know, I can give other examples, but you get the point. Right? The point is, not only is it hard to understand this Isser, but there seem to be all these pieces of evidence that the Gemara Rishonim, Achronim, Lemaisa praised them. Right? Which further is going to lead us to figure out, okay, how do we limit the Isser such that these will be mutter? Yeah. Unless we wanted to say the Gemara, the Rambam, everyone violated
the
Isserim, which I'm not a fan of, yeah?
The Gemara that you said, he says he praises all the things that he does and everything, that, you know, Mark praises bridges and everything. But then, is that the famous Gemara that he says also that, he didn't do that for all of us?
No, it's the three machlokes.
Yeah, no.
No, he just praises them.
Yeah, then he says, no, they didn't do that for
That's Rishon Bar Yochai. Yeah. That's Rishon Bar Yochai, but Yehuda doesn't do that. Rav Yehuda says, look how great they are, period. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai challenges him.
And then we say that because of that he says that, he didn't break the rule when he went to Sukkot.
No, Rav Yehuda is the only one who gets up scot-free. Yeah, because he praised them, he's all good, everyone else.
Yeah, but they go away.
Not Rav Yehuda, not the one who praised them, he's all good.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. Fine. Yeah. But my point is, that Rav Yehuda apparently thought this was fine. Right? In Achanami, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says, no, they're evil. They're doing it for themselves. Great, we talked about it in the Agadat this year, right?
Wait, but it wasn't a religious praise. It was praising
national. No, that was national praise. This is religious ethical praise when we talk about the ones that they do things well. They are, right? They're tsanua, things like that, right? We have Gemaras like that too. I didn't give you every Gemara, but there's many of these, right? We can go through Shas. The Gemara in many places praises non-Jews for doing things ethically correctly. The Rambam praises Aristotle for being a chacham, right? Tiferes Yisrael praises the doctors who invented, right, the smallpox vaccine and brought potatoes, right? Whatever, right? Whatever you want from me, right? You can come up with it. So what is the nature of this Isser? So let's see. Okay, there are different angles that we could tackle. So, what do we want to do? We can tackle this in a few ways, right? On what planes do we have to analyze this sugya? Right? I mean, there are multiple planes, right? This is a bit of a complicated sugya, right? Okay, one question we're going to have to ask, that we've asked in every single case is, right? Which guy does this apply to? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? The second question we're going to have to ask is, right, what type of praise is usher, right, which is related, as we've seen, to the why is lo sechanim usher to begin with.
And if you include God.
Okay?
Is number two, like, if you include God, is that
a prayer? Yeah, well, maybe, right, or what types of things are you praising?
All
right. Okay, so what I'm going to try to do is give you a survey of it. Hopefully we'll get through... Okay, hopefully we'll get through as much of it. Okay, so which do you want to start with? You want to start with which type of guy or what type of praise are we talking about?
Which guy?
Okay, which guy? We've done this before.
Yes.
Okay, which guy? So, Nachum, tell me. In general, in Lo Sechanim, in general, what possibilities do we have?
Everyone.
So, we have three basic possibilities. All Goyim. Right, all non-Jews, or
only Avodah Chachamim,
or seven nations.
Right,
right. Okay, most poskim reject seven nations, except for Right, the smog brings this up, and the Chartamima happens to bring it up as well. Right, but most Rishonim reject this. Right, it's not about seven nations. Okay? Who says it's all Goyim? Which major posek? Shulchan Aruch. Right, Shulchan Aruch.
That is a pretty big
posek. Says, Shulchan Aruch, Shach. Right, etc. Say it's all Goyim.
Mm-hmm.
Who says it's limited to Obadiah Avodah Zarah? Nachum. In general.
That's a good question. We did this. The Rashba.
The Rashba. Right. The Shuvah
Rashba. We did that yesterday.
Right? This is what we did yesterday. Good. But it's not only... But who else? So, the first attempt at limiting it is on this plane. Now, many of the modern poskim, despite the fact that Shulchan Aruch Paskin is all Goyim, Paskin like the Rashba. Why? Because they note, who else seems to pass like the Rashba? So, look, turn to page 3. Right? Yes. Look at Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch says, right? In the paragraph of Midini HaMitzvah, Ma'ashonu zekon l'bracha kishnei nozal manaschinam dafka l'mi she'oved avodah zarah. Right? It's only an idolater. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Who else seems to hold this way, or might hold this way? We saw this. Who's there a machlokes in what he means? Always. The Rambam. Right? There's a machlokes about the Rambam.
I was right when I said
right? The Rambam is a machlokes. Because the Rambam does, right?
In the Sefer says one, but in the...
Right, it's not totally clear what he means, right? It's not clear. The Rambam is not 100% clear on this, but they aren't the only Rishonim. Therefore, many people do go in this direction. Right, and say, look, we can paskin like the, right, like the Rashba, and we saw this, Rashi Weiss notes that the Minog Yerushalayim, in the case of Karka, or in the case of land, was to paskin
like the Rambam.
Right, Rav Henkin raises this as a possibility, in Bnei Banim, that maybe we paskin like the Rambam, the Ataris Paz, raises the possibility that we paskin like the Rambam, like we paskin like the Rashba. Right, there are many, many Rishonim and Achronim who say that maybe we paskin that it's only Avodah Zarah. Now, conceptually, why? Why would they limit it to Avodah Zarah?
Because that's the only one we have assimilating. Like, that's the only one.
Right, maybe, right? Remember, we saw what is the nature of the Isser. So if the nature of the Isser specifically is what? That we're afraid that you were going to end up being an Ovid Avodah Zarah.
And it only applies to people who serve Avodah Zarah.
So then, yeah, this makes a lot of sense, right?
But
turn for a moment.
One second.
Okay. Now, there is one more possibility that I raised here, which is, right? Who's always the magic Rishon?
Miri.
Right? Is that there's always the possibility that you can pull in, which is that even if you think it applies to all Goyim, the exception is those who are Gedurim. Bigidrei hadatot, right? Bigidrei hadatot,
meaning
right. Those who are generally civilized and religious, whatever the Miri meant. Remember, this is quoted as at least as a sniff lahakel by the Bnei Banim, which is Rav Henkin, again by the Ataris Paz, etc. Okay, and again, based on the nature of the Isser, this makes sense. Now, the seven nations, let's leave out of here. Right, but let's go back. Remember, we had, right, we said, what is the nature of the Isser? We said, is it, right?
Assimilation.
Right, assimilation, assimilation could mean intermarriage, right? Or is it mimicry of Avodah Zarah, right? And the like, right? Or is it general rishus?
Wait,
right.
If we say it's assimilation and intermarriage, then that would apply to the
good.
That would apply.
So
to
misvara, if you think it's about assimilation or intermarriage, which we showed in the psukim, might be what's going on. Because remember, what are the next psukim? You might give their kids to their. Right, you might marry with their children.
Right.
If you think this is an issue of assimilation,
then it applies to
then who makes the most sense?
Seven nations.
The Shulchan Aruch.
Everyone.
Shach, right? We don't want you to intermarry with anybody.
But that doesn't make sense, because you're allowed to marry the other.
You can't marry non-Jews.
If they convert.
No! This is non-Jews. You're not praising a ger. You're praising a non-Jew.
Okay, so this is...
Right? So, yeah. So, Shulchan Aruch Shach make more sense.
I thought you meant intermarriage. Like,
no, I mean intermarriage. Like, intermarriage with a goy.
Okay.
Right? But if it's about mimicking Avodah Zarah...
Then it would only apply to the...
So then...
To the Rosh,
right? It makes some sense to limit it to... Oh, Avodah Zarah, like the Rashba, the Chinuch, maybe the Rambam, Bnei Bonim, Mater's Paz, right?
The
Chinuch is very clear.
Yeah, the Rambam.
Right? The Rambam is pretty clear. That doesn't stop there being a machlokes in the Rambam, but the Rambam is pretty clear. Right? You're in the Mishnah Torah, right?
Yeah,
but let's look at the Rambam. The reason that people think the Rambam means it is because he probably does, right? Let's look at the Rambam in this page 3. The Rambam says, V'chein asr l'saber v'shilchon v'afil lomar kamanoa ovei kochavim zeh b'tzurata, right? He says, ovei kochavim kavachomer sh'yisaper v'shevach maz v'chavim dover midivrayim sh'nemar lo sechoneim lo yeh loem chein mei necham v'nei sh'gorim imoli dabek imol mod masav haroim. I mean, he says, akum. No, it could be generic, right?
The reason is because
Oh, good. Now, but, right? The problem with saying the Rambam straight means Avodah Zarah is because, again, remember the why-what connection, right? Was, right? Everyone here is convinced that there's a connection between the what and the why. And the Rambam seems to say that what's the problem? Yeah, right? You're going to learn from them. This already expands it. Right, beyond someone who's Avodah Zarah, right? Meaning it might be that if someone is a, right? I mean, Ger Toshav, he says, obviously is Mutter.
It would be more like Mir.
Right? Yeah. Maybe, but Yishmaeli, right? Depends. It depends how much Torah he keeps, right? Or how much of the mitzvahs he keeps, right? You have to, right? You have to wonder. So this is the first question that everyone wants to deal with, right? Is who? Which type of guy? Now hold that in mind while we get to what I think is the harder one, but is related to this, which is, what is the nature of this Isser? So let's go back and say, okay, the nature of the Isser. Let's go back and let's analyze what the nature of the Isser could be. Okay, nature of the Isser. So, possibility one, it's about?
Intermarriage
and the like. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Another possibility, it's about learning Avodah Zarah. Third possibility, it's about learning Rishus.
Anything.
Right? Fourth, what else did we say? Right? Maybe it's a type of a matnas chinam, right? We suggested the Yerushalmi.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay. Good. So now let's try to go through the Rishonim and the Achronim and start to plug them in. One nafkimin we've already seen is who does it apply to. Okay, but now let's talk about what type of praise. So if I asked you, according to the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, in Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf, right? Remember the Gemara we started with. What type of praise do we know is usher?
Calling one beautiful.
Beauty. Good. Now, if you wanted to read the Gemara in its most limited fashion, right, you could say that it's only usher to what?
To
praise
anyway.
Beauty.
Right?
Right? And that would solve the problems. Why? Because... Right? If you're talking about, think about the problems, right? What were our problems? Right? Nations.
It does.
Right?
But it doesn't matter.
So if it's under Avodah Zarah, that might be a problem.
Right.
If it's under Rishus, probably not if you're praising the good things they do. Right? Matnas Chinam, whatever.
Right.
If it's intermarriage,
then.
Right?
Yeah, it's a big problem.
No, not really. You're praising nation as a whole. Right? You're not marrying a nation as a whole. Right? But wait a second.
Wait, but
if it's about, well, you know, we'll come back to nations.
I'm confused.
If it's about, right, if you said that it was limited to beauty, why would you think it's limited to beauty? Yeah, meaning,
right? That's what I'm
if saying. It's only beauty, right, you could, theoretically, have read the Gemara that it's limited to beauty. Right, and what would have led you to do that? Right, remember, that's the Gemara's context. By saying that it's fundamentally about
intermarriage.
But no one really says this, right?
So
the Rambam, let's look at the Rambam again. Let's read the Rambam carefully. The Rambam, simplest pshat, says, "Afilu lomer kamano v'klam zeh b'tzurato." Even to say how beautiful is this non-Jew, "Kal vachomer." I want you to listen carefully. "Kal vachomer sheyisaper b'shevach ma'asav o yishabech davar midivrehem." And for sure to praise what they do or their actions, Shneamar v'lo tichanem lo yelam chen beinecha nishigorim lihidabek imo v'lilmod mimasav ha'ra'im, because it'll cause you to cling to them. What does the Rambam seem to think the nature of the Isser is?
Rishus.
And what nafkamin is that cause for him? All praise. Right? All praise is Asr, Ma'asim. Right? To praise his actions. Because if the problem is intermarriage, right? I don't know, maybe beauty has a special place, right? But he says explicitly that he thinks the nature of the Isser is you're going to learn from them generically. It makes sense that any praise that is going to make you want to be like them, right,
is
now, according to this, you would assume, again, according to the Rambam, based on that, I would have guessed, is it limited to Avodah Zarah?
No.
I wouldn't limit it to Avodah Zarah. The only exception would be maybe Ger Toshav. Okay? That's what I would have said based on the Rambam. Now look at the Chinuch. Right? The Chinuch says, Hineinenu nimnaim bekach mitchaber imahem. This is the underlined part. Mirdov achara ahavatam ilmod davar mikol maaseim araim. So he says, we don't want to connect to them. Why? To run after their love. Milimod, as he normally does. Milimod davar mikol maaseim haraim.
Rishus as well.
Right? He therefore brings an interesting exception, though. So now, right, so the Rambam, the Chinuch seems to go with the Rambam, right? Well, he has two focuses. What are his two foci?
Intermarriage.
Mitchaber, right? Intermarriage or connection, and?
Rishus.
Rishut. He brings an interesting nafkamina, right? Or an interesting implication of this, which is, what happens if by praising them, it implies praise about us? Right?
What do you mean?
That person who won the Nobel Prize, right, who almost won the Nobel Prize, the one who was the runner-up, he's really smart, right? But the fact that, despite the fact that the guy second in, right, who's the runner-up, won the Nobel Prize, is really smart, it was won by?
A Jew,
right? Right, so then, right, this what you're saying is, right, I mean, yeah, they're great.
But we're great.
But we're better. Great. Right? So the Chinuch says, look, right? It's only praise that's going to make you want to be part of them. But if you say, look, they're good, but we're better, right? That's not going to cause intermarriage. No one wants second best.
What a good praise to them.
No, meaning...
You guys are good.
No, they're really smart. They're the runner-up for the Nobel Prize. But at the end of the day, they're no Amos Tversky. They're no Daniel Kahneman. They're no Kenneth, you know, They're no Professor Aumann. They're no Einstein. They're no, right? Take your pick, right? We got a lot of them, right? I don't know.
Don't we hold like 27 to come in
and I don't know. Something ridiculous like that.
Wonderful.
Okay. Now. Let's turn here to... Okay, turn to page 7. Look at the Tshuva Ban Hagot. You got the Tshuva Ban Hagot? Tshuva Ban Hagot is?
Yeah.
Ramosha Sternbach. Right, Ramosha Sternbach. So Moshe Sternbach writes, look at the underlined parts. Right, in the question. He says, it is usher to praise non-Jews. But then in the underlined parts he says, however, Vitamua Shalosha Manu Noag and Israel Shabach Akum Al Pilo Tavla Hatzibur. So, but wait a second, the Minhag HaOlam is that if somebody, a politician, let's say, does good for the Jewish community,
then you
can, what do?
We
praise them, make parties for them, right? Or if you look just for a moment to the right-hand side in Ramosha Feinstein, right, he notes at the bottom that Lasso's banquet, Leza Nachri, Shasa Tova L'Bnei Ha'ir, La Kar Tova, Udavar Mutar Mamish. To make a banquet for a Jew, for a non-Jew who did something good for the Jewish community is totally mutter. So Sternbach says, why? Why is it that the Minhag HaOlam is to praise and to praise politicians who do good things for the Jewish people? Right? Why? So if you continue, look at the next paragraph. Here is Uvishem Moron Hagriz Mi Brisk. Said the Brisker of Mosrim Shafilu Chacham Echad Beumara Olam Lo Mevarchen Olav Baruch Shanasa and Chaychach Masa Libriyosav. The Griz said, "You are not allowed to praise a non-Jew who's a wise person." Elam Kenu Mekayim Sheva Mitzvos Umaamin BiYichud Hashem, unless he keeps the Sheva Mitzvos and believes in God. Shekli Zeh BaHagufa Sheino Mekayim Uch Sheino Chacham VeNevarach Al Chach Maso. Because if he doesn't believe in God, that's not real wisdom. Right? So the Brisker Rav is very, very harif. Right? He says, who is it mutter for? Only? Right, basically a Gertosha. Everything else is us or why? Right? Presumably, he just thinks, right? I mean, whatever. Right? Right? All these are us, right?
If you're smart, but you don't realize you're smart, it's
right? But then he goes to the Kachinuch. Now he notes, right, that there are some poskim who live it to the Sheva, Umos, but we don't pask in that way.
What's the Sheva Umos?
Kenai, Amori, the Seven Nations. Yeah. Right, so now go to the left hand side. Right? He says, Omnam Beloshim Chazal Vashulchan Aruch Matsinu Isuzer Rak Kishabech Masav Umbechabev Dvarav. O Kama Hunaa Below Matsinu Lehed Yah Israel Shabech Oso Bechach Masav. He says, I have a chiddush. I think that it's only usher to praise their beauty, what they do, but not their wisdom. Why? Right? What he's using this to what? To explain what? Why does he want to say it's mutter to praise their wisdom?
Because it's not.
Remember we said, who's he trying to defend? The Rambam, Aristotle. Remember? It says, Adrava Chazal Omrim Chachma. He said, Chazal say there is wisdom amongst the nations. If you think there's no wisdom among the nations, you're mistaken. Right, the Rambam praised Aristotle because of his wisdom. Which makes it sound like it's not us, sir. And he says, why? Because he thinks the Isser is about
intermarriage
and connections. And he says, most people, right? He makes a somewhat cynical comment. Right, he makes a somewhat cynical comment. What's the comment he makes, Shimon? Shimon, what's the comment he makes?
Where?
Right, he says, if it's fundamentally about intermarriage and connection, why is Chachma excluded?
Okay.
Because what's the worst that'll happen for the average person? If you say that someone's really smart, what might they do? They might read their book, listen to them on a podcast. That's not why most people get married. Right, he says, most people don't hang out. Right, he said, if you'd say he's a nice guy, he's a good-looking guy, right, he's a good-looking girl, that's going to lead to intermarriage. If you say the person is smart, right, but a jerk, right, right, or whatever, so maybe they'll listen to them on podcast.
Why would they listen on podcast?
Because they're smart.
With their phone.
Okay.
But you might listen to a lecture, that's his point. Right, so he's saying, for most people, you just say they're smart, right? It's not leading to intermarriage, right? He says, look, if the problem was what? That it's going to impress you with Avodah Zarah, might it be a problem?
Yeah.
Maybe, right? It might be. If it's going to lead you to rishus, maybe not, because what are you praising? The Tov, right? You're praising the good, right?
But the rishus of him, you mean?
Yeah. So what does he say? But he goes more in the intermarriage direction. He says, what's the nafkamina? You can praise the type of things that don't attract people. Right? Okay, which he says is Chachma. Right? And he says, once I say that, what does that explain for him? Remember, what was the question? He said, therefore, remember, what was the question he started with? Praising what? Politicians for being good for the Jews. He says, if it's about learning about Avodah Zarah or Rishus, maybe if you praised a politician, you would want to mimic them. Maybe. But if the problem is intermarriage, No one's, right? The fact that a community is praising a politician,
right?
That's a different type of praise.
I don't think they
right?
want to.
Right? What? Right? Right? At the end he says, but if I could, I would tell you that when you're praising him, say he's good, but not as good as our Gedolim. Right? That's the chinuch, right? Remember. Raising, right? You're good, but we're better. Okay, fine. Fine, that's what he wants. Okay, but you see, so one nafkamina might be, right, between these is what about chachma? Or what about a politician? Right? Now, Rav Henkin, right, notes. Rav Henkin also suggests something, and he says, right, he wants to explain the nation. So he gives another formulation like this, and he says, you know what's usser? It's usser to praise that which is miyuchad to somebody. What does that mean?
Specific to that person.
Yes, right, he says, he also goes in a direction that's about forging connections, intermarriage and the like, and therefore he says, I think that it's only things which are miyuchad to people. Right?
Right.
Therefore, beauty is inherent to
a person.
But what does that explain?
Yeah, but what about wisdom?
Exactly. We'll get to that in a minute. But he says, therefore, what's mutter?
Saying the whole
nation.
It's beautiful.
Right? The whole nation. Remember? Right? The Gemara in Shabbos, how could you praise an entire nation?
Right.
He says, no problem. If the problem is about intermarriage, forging connections,
it's still might.
Right? Nah, not really.
Really?
What do you
if
mean?
You think a nation's
I'm sorry.
So great.
If you say, oh, it's great to live in America, and therefore the next thing, right? Rav Moshe Feinstein said all the time, America is a Medina Shel Chesed, right? That didn't bring Rav Moshe any closer to intermarrying, right? We're talking about a nation. There's 320 million people. You're saying it's basically good to live in America, right? That doesn't lead you to intermarry. Intermarriage
America's
requires you.
America's a nation.
We're also dealing with.
Yes!
Well, it's also, there's a lot.
Yes! The Americans, the Persians, that's what he's talking about. Right, the Parsiim, the Persians.
Yeah, but if you say the Persians are really great, you're going to want to become part of that.
What do you mean?
If, you really,
if I say America
really
is a great place to live, suddenly you're automatically intermarrying.
You're want to become part of the American nation.
That's,
yeah, and he said if you're not talking about a specific person, right, you're talking generically, right? Like, America's a good place to live. No one just says, oh, America's a good place to live, I'll marry the first American girl I see. Right? Everyone understands that if you
American,
want to forge a connection.
Jewish girl.
That's like the
right?
kryptonite right there.
Right? Meaning, it just doesn't work, right? That's not how life works.
Say,
right?
Like, let's,
you can recognize that America is a good place in general without it causing you to have an intense desire to connect to a particular person.
Let's say the Jews are so good, so I want to become part of the nation. You're going to marry into the Jewish nation. Why can't you say that about another tribe?
No, but that's not how it works, right? Marriage doesn't just happen because you like the nation as a whole, right? You praise the nations. They do some good things. Okay, a lot of nations
do good
things.
Then you want to become part of the nation.
Maybe, but probably not. Right? Probably not. You can appreciate what other people do. Right? You can appreciate what people do without wanting to be part of their nation. Right? If you talk about a specific person, right? So then you know, solidified it. But if you talk about nations in general.
I don't understand how you can't compliment someone without wanting to marry.
What do you mean?
Like, you can't say...
No, this is not wonder... This is not... You're doing a false logical argument,
no,
right?
No, I don't understand. No, I don't... You're complimenting someone's beauty, or you're complimenting someone's...
He says anything which is miuchad to them, anything which inheres in a person, a particular person, is problematic, because
like
it could create
what?
A...
Beauty or...
Beauty.
Knowledge?
Hold the wisdom
okay,
for
so
a
that's,
moment.
Okay, fine.
Right,
so
hold it for a second. But first he uses this to distinguish between...
Okay, fine. So
the nations.
Right, that's where I'm
right,
saying.
Nations. Okay. Right, and this is something he quotes from Reb Chaim Heller. Right, I'll read it to you. Right, he says, "Nearly the mashkazu b'sevra mitzvos uliyapos davar mikol shami yuchad lohem." Ad kol shanu. The targum Reb Chaim Heller, "Mash yuchad lohem imken lo nezel shabech amash eno mishutaf beinem li Yisrael." He said, therefore, it is mutter to praise something that is true of them and us. Right? Meaning, right? What So one thing is that it's mutter to praise them as a nation, right? But there's another thing.
But you could only praise them if it's...
That it's only... That to praise them as a human being, right? Meaning, right? Things that we share as human beings...
So knowledge would go under that.
Right? Might be mutter. It's where you... Right?
Individual.
Point to an individual. Right? So he says, V'lachain... So that's why, right, the fact that they built something for all people, right, they built, as a nation, they built bridges, right, we partake of it. It's not unique to them, right? It's all people living in America, Jewish, not Jewish, we all partake of it, right? It's usher to point to a particular guy and say, right, that person is beautiful, right? You're singling them out rather than recognizing things that are good for all of humanity, things that are national qualities, right? Okay, now he also notes that it may only be of Deva Dazara, right, etc. Okay. Let's see what else we got here. Let's go to the... Okay, so certain poskim focus on this, right? That the issur to praise is related to matnas chinam. And therefore, they want to permit it anytime what? You get something out of it.
Meaning.
So, for example, the Mishnah Halachot says...
Well, it's not matnas chinam.
Oh, well, but if you think this issur is related to matnas chinam, that's the point. The Mishnah Halachot says, for example, to praise a doctor... So that someone else might go to him. Might mean to give a positive reference.
Right.
Is mutter. Why? Because not chinam.
Right.
Right. The issue is chinam.
What did you say again what chinam means?
For no reason. Okay. For free. For naught. Right. He says, right, if you connect it to chinam, so then.
Then
it's mutter as long as there's a good reason. Right? Right?
This is not chinam. Then there's a reason.
Correct. But that's only if you think that this is related to it, right? Okay. Remember, if you think that they're related. So he does. The Ateres Paz also suggests this, and therefore he says, you know what else is true? So one of the things we'll see with Matanos is that one of the things that's mutter is to give tzedakah to non-Jews, Pnei Darkei Shalom, right? Because it's not for no reason, it's to create peace.
Right.
So the Ateres Paz says that any case where it will create Darkei Shalom... It's going to be mutter. So this is one of the svaras he raises for what? Remember, I told you his case before. The Druze soldier who died for the Jewish state.
Oh, right.
He says to praise him, that's not for no reason. That's because we want to show that the Druzim, that we appreciate that they fight with us. Right? That's not for no reason. You could give it to somebody else.
What? Say, charity in America.
Yeah, but that doesn't
donate
matter.
Charity.
That doesn't matter.
I'm saying you're going to
send your return. Help you. You can give it to someone else. No, you'd have to explain why you're giving to them.
Anyone who can write up a tax receipt, almost every Jewish organization you can give tzedakah to can write up a tax receipt, so it's
yeah.
No difference.
But the Ateret Paz says, look, if we relate to Matnas Chinam, so then as long as it's Darkei Shalom, right, it creates peace, so then it's going to be mutter. And he says, yeah, the Druze soldier, right, if he died, for us to appreciate that, right, that's really important, right? That's not for no reason. Right? And therefore it's going to be mutter, but that's because he's conceptualizing it on this plane. Right? Good. Now, Rav Henkin also notes that in the Sefer Chassidim says something very surprising, which is, if there's a guy who is a tzaddik, you're allowed to praise his tzidkut. Why?
So,
how is he conceptualizing the Isser? Because the problem was the Chachamim were afraid you're going to learn from them. But one second. So therefore, what does Rav Henkin say?
You're not going
right?
To
what is the Chinuch getting at?
You want to learn from them.
Yes! If the problem was the Chachamim, you don't want to learn from them, when they do things we do want to learn from,
then it's good to praise
them. Then praise them. What does this explain? Aristotle, for the Rambam. He thought this is worth learning from. What does this explain? The Gemara praising the ethical nations.
What if it's a religion?
1 second. We're not talking about Avodah Zarah.
I know.
1 second. We're not talking about Avodah Zarah. You're praising. They eat. Sanua. They have, right? They're involved in sneus ways with sexuality. Right? Things we want to learn from. Right? If you think the Brahma Losa Chaneim is, we don't want to learn from their rishos. What if we dafka want to mimic them? So then?
How we get into Avodah Zarah?
Then it would be mutter. If we want to mimic their tzidkus. Right?
What do you say?
Right, so this is the Sefer Hasidim. The Sefer Hasidim says, if there is a guy who is a tzaddik, you should dafka praise his tzidkut. Why? Right? Right, his righteousness. He's the fact that he's a tzaddik. If he's a non-Jewish tzaddik, you should praise him. Why? Because if you think the problem of Chayin is that it's going to lead us to be Rishayim, this won't, because you're praising his goodness, which is another reason to explain why you're allowed to praise the way the nations are. Ethical, or Aristotle is wise, or the Druze soldier who died for the state, or none of them brought it up, but I assume there must be some truth on this. What do we all do? Right? What is one of the things that Israel does? Where do we praise non-Jews? Kavua in Israel. Yad Vashem. The righteous people of the nations who save Jews. Right? Because we want to praise them. It's not for no reason. Right? We want people to imitate this. Right? Saving Jews.
Right.
Right? Right? And obviously you could also say they're not over there with the Zara, but right? But maybe
what,
they, right?
What would make that difference then? Because we learned before in Avodah Zarah that sometimes when you want to copy from the non-Jews, things, if you just...
But this is something that's in the Torah. That's the point. This isn't random. The Gemara is saying this is something that the Torah agrees with. And look, the non-Jews are good examples. So for example, the Gemara in Kiddushin says, if you want to know how to be Mechabed Avaim, look at, right? Look at this guy. Yeah, right? The Gemara gives a story.
Even if he's
right? Kibbut Avim, we're not, that's not Chukas Akum. It's the Torah. It just happens to be that the guy did it well. Mm-hmm. Right?
Even if they're doing it based off of a religious purpose.
So who cares? Who cares? Who cares?
What do you mean?
We want you to learn to be a good person.
They're doing it based off of
what? So what? So you don't want anyone who said that the reason they saved a Jew in the Holocaust was because they thought Jesus wants them to save the Jew, so therefore we shouldn't give them a tree in Yad Vashem? Yeah? Is that what you're putting your name behind that?
No,
good. So then you don't believe it, right? Right? If you're willing to put your name behind it, great. Right? If you're not, no. Okay, look at page 8. Look at the Betzel HaChachma.
Even Avodah Zarah has different categories.
Now, the Betzel HaChachma also limits it only to Ovdei Avodah Zarah, right?
Which we just imply that there's multiple categories.
The last sheet that I want you to look at here are... See? Okay, look at page 9. Okay, look at page 9. Actually, two last ones. Look at page 9. The Nishmas Avram. Who's the Nishmas Avram?
Avram something.
Avram Avram.
Oh, well, geez.
Avram Avram.
Should have been able to get that.
Avram Avram. Right, he is a doctor and a leading Talmud of Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach, and he wrote a sefer on medical halacha. So, he writes, V'kashalon, Eich anu mishabchim in ma'asem nedvarim shemichachim yom yom b'shedach harifua hamada. How is it that we always praise, remember like the Tiferes Yisrael, the medical advancements of the medical world? They're not Jewish, right? Isn't that awesome?
The thing is, when you praise the medical advancement, you say, advancements, nothing to do, you're just praising the advancements of health, and you know.
No, you're praising the people who did it.
Yeah, but
it's... No. You are praising, when the Tiferes Yisrael says, Baruch Hashem for Edward Jenner, who created the smallpox vaccine. You're praising a person, right? Ma'asehem. Remember the Rambam says, don't praise their actions.
Yes.
It's at least a question. You always do this, right?
No,
yes, you always do this. No. It is at least a question. You have to ask it.
I understand the question.
Okay, good. So let's try to figure out. So let's see what he answers.
No, it's not true. We're not praising the medical advancement. We're praising the person who made the medical advancement.
Yes. We're giving them an award. We're not praising the advancement in a vacuum.
We're giving the medicine an award.
Like what? No.
Good job on this medicine.
We don't give Nobel Prize to the advancement. We give it to the person.
Good job on this.
You have to nominate people.
Of the advancement.
No. 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 We give it to people. To people.
Yes, of the advancement.
No. No, stop with this. You did it with... No, stop it, Donnie. You did it with the Shiurim about women also. People are not theoretical constructs, right? We actually praise people, right? We give an award to a person. You have to nominate a person, right? Ephraim, stop.
Rebbe, he's saying based on...
Ephraim, don't just come into the Shiurim. You're in the Shiurim, you're in. Don't come in. Donnie, I understand what you're saying. But no, you're actually praising the person.
Based off of what he did.
That's called praising a person.
That's exactly what we're saying.
That's what it is.
You're praising what they did. No, you're praising the person based on what they did.
Look, Donnie, look at the Rambam. The Rambam says to praise ma'aseihem, what they do. Right? The Rambam calls that praising a person. Right? I don't understand. Right? We don't... Okay.
My point being,
correct, but that's what the Rambam says is usher.
I know.
That's why it's a question.
I know. I'm not saying it's not a question.
So then what's the...
You just didn't let me finish it.
I understand, but that's the question he's asking.
So
yes,
we're all on the same page here. Is
yes.
That what you're saying?
So what was the... Why are you challenging the Nishmas Avram?
It didn't sound like we were all on the same page.
You said that Nishma Avram, why is he asking this question? It's a different type of praise.
No, to get to the point of the question.
That's why I have to listen to
the point of the question is that it seems to be usher to praise people's actions, and yet we do it.
I know. But to get after the point of the question. You get my point?
Which is what?
That is the point of the question. That is the point of the question.
I'm so confused.
I'm so baffled.
I don't know what's going on.
We're both in agreement that when you give someone a Nobel Prize... You're praising the person for having come up with the action. So the question is, how do we do that? Because we do it all the time, and it seems to be usser. Right? That's the question.
Yeah, I know.
So we're all in agreement here.
Yes.
So why did you challenge me?
I'll let the rabbi go further.
I'm so confused. Is anyone? I'm really confused. Like, so we're all asking the same question. So why are you telling me we're not answering? We're asking the same question.
I'm so
confused. Okay. Okay. Fine. Now, so the Gra had a different way of getting around all these nation things, which no one really else accepts, which is that they weren't really praising the nations at all. When they praised
the
nations...
Praising
the nation. Yeah, they were just saying, look, it's a good place to live. They're terrible people, but it's not a bad place to live.
So they're praising the land.
They're just stating a reality. It's a good thing to do, live in America. The Americans are terrible, but it's a great place to live. Right? Okay, fine.
Yeah, New York is drivey, but New Yorkers are like... just
okay, but look, okay. Okay, but skip down to the arrow. Right? He says, okay.
Which side, right or left?
On the right. He says, so first of all, Rav Avadya Yosef answers, Shadavka Shabech Le'ish Akum Prati Asur Aval Uma, Asher Am Yisrael Chotzim B'tzila Aval Yidei Shevach Shem B'Shav K'mosav B'nei Yisrael Maseha Mispal M'shalom Shal Machos Shaper Dami. First answer is... You're allowed to pray for nations. You're allowed to praise nations and not individuals, right? And he says this is true because Chazal say even daven for the government, right? Now, why would that be true? Yeah, and because it's not really the same problem when it's not individual. However, the Nishmas Avram has a problem because he says, right? What's the problem? The Rambam, look in the middle column. The Rambam praised Aristotle, the person. The Tiferes Yisrael praised Jenner, the person. Right? So it doesn't work.
Yeah, but they weren't praising their beauty.
So, Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, right? Whoa, stop. Okay, hello, stop. Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, look at the underline, he says, Imzeh shel to'elet shel Yehudim mutar. If it's for the benefit of a Jew, it's mutar, because, remember, there's an element of it which is only if it's manas chinam. Okay.
So these things.
The Tzitz Eliezer said.
So these things benefited the Jew. That's why they're.
Right. The Tzitz Eliezer says that we limit it to Obed Avodah Zarah, and he's willing to bring in the Meiri. Okay. Right. Look at the left hand side. Okay. And then he adds, right. If it's going to cause good things, it's mutter. Rosh Shlomo Zalman doesn't like this because he says, look, in general, we don't paskin like this. We don't paskin that it's only Ovdei Avodah Zarah. So why suddenly now you're pulling out that it's only Ovdei Avodah Zarah? Okay, but he gives it as a sniff law. Okay. The Tzitz Eliezer, and this is the last one. The Tzitz Eliezer deals with this at length. I didn't give it to you, but here, I printed it out for you now if you want. Right? But it's a pretty long tshuva, so you can just take my word for it. Right? But I gave it to you if you want to.
Please.
I
love it.
So he says... So first of all, he notes that there is a machlokes within the Rambam, whether this is even in your heart, right? Meaning, are all these Yisorim that you can't even appreciate them, or is it only to verbalize it? Yes. Right? So that we'll leave aside, okay? Fine. What?
The grunts you heard from
us. Say something that all of a sudden he was like...
Okay. Fine.
I mean, I would say in the hardest.
One second. Okay, let's skip down to bed here. He says, he quotes Rav Chaim Falaji. It's a major Sephardi posek. Right, so he says, and this is something we've already now mentioned, he says it is mutter to praise if what? So he offers two heterim, which the Tzitz Eliezer summarizes. One is maybe, this is something that Nachum raised before, maybe it's only usher to praise something which idolaters do, which is unique to their idolatry. Right? Right, that's one possibility. Because, now which possibility would that go under? It's about Avodah Zarah. Right? Right?
It's something that we think is good. But
good. And then he says, however, if it's something that... And then a second thing he says is maybe it's only individuals, not nations. And then he says a third thing. Chaim Falaji himself says that... if it's something that we agree with, right? Meaning they happen to do it, but the Torah agrees with it, then it's mutter because... because we want to, right?
We want to
mimic. Right, so if you go down, he says, let me call out more, shlosha darke heter. So we have multiple ways of heter. One is, if they do something the Torah wants, then it's fine, because it leads us to good and not to evil, right? If... And he says that's why he thinks the Rambam could place Aristotle, right? Because he's praising something objectively good, right? Not like beauty. He's praising Chachma. He said, plus, maybe when it comes to nations, we have another het there, right? And maybe it's only usher with Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and maybe it's only usher if it's something unique to their Avodah Zarah. Okay. Right. Then he notes that if it's about leading you to Avodah Zarah, obviously it's only on an idolater. And then he throws in the Meiri. So Big Gadol, he throws in a lot of different reasons to be Mekel. Okay, so let us summarize. So this was a shtickle complicated.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Right?
You know.
Okay. Now what you end up having is a bit of a mix. Okay? So let's do this. Right? Again. What problems does it cause? So it might cause intermarriage. It might cause Avodah Zarah. It might cause general rishos. Or it might be that this is just part of our general problem of matnas chinam. Okay? So, let's do some nafkaminas. Who? Right? Now we'll combine everything we did. The who? If it's about intermarriage, it should be?
Everyone.
All Gaim, which is Shulchan Aruch.
Right.
If it's about Avodah Zarah, then who should it be?
Everyone.
Avodah Zarah, which
except,
is
except Gerrit Hirsch. Well, right.
Did you know it should be all only Avodah Zarah?
Right, which is the Rashba.
Which is the Rashba. Udeime. Right. If it's about Rishus, so then it would be only right Rishayim. Right.
Right.
Now somewhere in between here, you might therefore get a heter for the Meiri, because it's not really the Bazaar, or at least not a Russia. Right? Now this won't affect the Matnas Chinam thing. Right? Well, I mean, maybe it will. But probably not. Okay. Second Nafkamina. If it's about a nation. So if it's about intermarriage, probably not the poskim say. Right. If it's about mimicking Avodah Zarah, maybe. Risha, right?
Oh, because if it's something that the Torah agrees
right,
with.
Right, maybe. Then. This might be, right? Maybe. Okay. Right? Risha's maybe. Right? Maybe. Right? But if it's about intermarriage, then?
No.
No. Now, what if it is the tzidkut of the non-Jews? Something they do objectively righteous.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. Or chachma, meaning something that the Torah would say is good. So if it's about learning Rishut?
Correct, yes.
So then it's?
It's good.
It's mutter, right? This is the Sefer Hasidim, right? If it's that you might be led to Avodah Zarah?
Maybe.
Maybe, but probably not, right? Because you're praising something which the Torah says is mutter.
Right.
If it's about intermarriage, so maybe not because, right? I mean, maybe it'd be mutter because people aren't so attracted by Chachma, right? That was the Rosh Sternbach's argument. Okay. Right? Fine. What if either Darkei Shalom, right, or we get something out of it? Right?
Well, the Matnas Chinam is...
Right? So then, if it's about Matnas Chinam,
it's allowed.
Then it's Mutter. And this is the argument by the Druze soldier, by...
Government.
Right? The government, right? The medicine. Right? So we view it here. So it might be...
The argument of the Rambam.
Right? Right, it might be Mutter.
Aristotle. It's about intermarriage.
Right?
Well, what is that? What do they say about intermarriage according to Dark and Shalom?
So here, right, this might not help. It might not help. I mean, there's some combination of factors here.
Right.
Right? But as much as you consider it connected to Manos Chinam, this would be Mutter.
Mm-hmm.
What if it's something which is not Miuchad Lahem?
To
right,
the whole nation.
Right, meaning it's something, right, this is related to these. But,
then
right,
intermarriage is
so again, if it's intermarriage, then it's going to be mutter, right? This is the argument of Rav Heller.
Right.
Right, that's only things which inhere in a particular individual.
Right.
Right, but things that are generic, right, doesn't lead to intermarriage, but...
Avodah Zarah.
Right, Yesh Ladun over here.
Right.
Right, you have to wonder in these cases. Right? So what comes out Lamaisa?
What do you mean by wondering?
I mean, it's not totally clear, right? Meaning, I'm not sure. Right, the only thing it'll clearly help is if you think it's about intermarriage, so then you can talk about something which isn't unique to a person, just happens to be true of them,
mm-hmm.
right? But not like beauty, which, right, really is unique, right? Every person's beauty and, you know, has physical beauty in their own
can
way.
You, wait, can you
so,
phrase can you
so,
phrase a nation based off the Avodah Zarah they do?
No, for
like,
sure not.
Let's say,
no one would say
you like that. You like their Christmas tree, it's beautiful.
No, don't do that.
Oh, please. Dear, gosh, yeah, that old.
Please
oh,
don't
no.
do that.
Oh, no.
So therefore, Lemaisa... Therefore, Limaisa, right? Limaisa, if we just look through what the poskim say, guys, it's a bit complicated. If you look through what the poskim say, now we just run back through and summarize it, right? So, we looked at a bunch. The Tzitz Eliezer is basically willing to accept a lot of these, right? Rav Henkin is willing to accept a lot of these, right? The B'Tzela Chachma. Many poskim are willing to say that it's really only Avodah Zarah in this case,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Which limits a lot of them. Who was not? The Griz, right? The Griz said, no, unless the guy is from, right? I can't praise anything that they do, right? Nothing they do. The Ateret Paz or Shlomo Zalman Orbach, they're all willing to accept arguments like this, right? The Darkei Shalom things are mutter. If they do something for us, it's mutter. The Druze, the government, right? Yad Vashem, right? It's not for no reason we want to praise them, or tzidkut, right? We want to praise people who do righteous things, right? Again, the Druze soldier, the Chassidi Umos HaOlam,
mm-hmm.
right? And basically what you find, I think, in modern poskim is that most of the poskim are willing to accept a lot of the kulot that come out from a combination of these,
oh.
right? Is that they seem to be willing to, right, or they are mitzarif them. Right, the Matnas Chinam, many poskim against the Shulchan Aruch are willing to be sumach on the Rav, there's only Ovdei Avodah Zarah, especially if they're tzaddikim. So then, you get all of this, right, and definitely talking about nations, you have four, right, so let's say you're talking about, right, a righteous group of Muslims who serve in the army, right, Druzim. So then, it's mutter according to this, 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 right? Right? It's only not mutter according to...
Oh,
right, sorry. It's mutter regarding this, this, and this. It's not mutter regarding Shulchan Aruch with an intermarriage.
Right.
Right? But the poskim are basically willing to be makil because according to three of the four possibilities in terms of the nature of the Isser, praising the Druzim who fight alongside us and who die and give up their lives for us, right, is mutter. So the poskim are willing to makil. Talking about politicians or, right, who've helped us. It's not for chinam. It's not going to lead to intermarriage. Right?
Even though it's... I know it won't, but we said Yachid is not allowed.
No. So a politician is also, they say, is like a theoretical person, right? It's not someone I'm really... Right, that's like a nation, right? It's like out there.
What about a celebrity?
Oh, so good. Celebrity, what do you think?
Probably not.
Definitely.
Usher. Yeah, you want to ask me? Right, talking about a celebrity.
Rishos.
Right? Talking about their beauty of an individual
intermarriage.
One, right?
Rishos, definitely.
Right, good.
No,
good.
Definitely,
Nero, listen to me. If you are talking about a thing which causes people to idolize problematic American culture, right? Celebrity worship.
It literally falls under all of it.
All of them.
Wait, but
are you serious?
Sir.
No,
Usher.
It's not going to
Usher,
no.
Usher,
no.
Usher.
No.
How can
Usher.
It, how can it lead to...
Really?
Listen.
Really?
Listen.
Have you ever heard of
okay.
Celebrity crushes?
Listen. Yes. Celebrity crush is Usher. Under all of this... Plus the sugya that we did last week.
There's no way a person like me is going to marry.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. It leads people to be integrated into that culture. It, right? It leads them astray. It. And remember,
let's say they're not even an idol worshiper. How does it fall?
It's Usher because you're talking about their beauty, which is Usher of his stopless, which we talked about last week.
Get it?
Right? There is no head there. No head there. None. None to talk about the beauty of celebrities. None.
Right. The music of a celebrity.
You're going out to the beach.
Okay. Guys, I know that was a bit complicated, but...
I don't know, that question really lightened up the mood in here.
Good. I know that was a bit complicated, but I hope at
How
least
could
gives you
not
a...
have foreseen what his answer would have been on something like
yeah.
that.
It's not
We've been learning for like 6 months, and you not know what he's going
to
say.
It's not a Vodasara, and if it's not going to lead to... There's no
really?
Way it's going to lead to intermarriage.
Okay, first of all, last week we talked about the fact that, remember, the only heter to look at that beautiful woman and say the bracha was because he happened to see her as he rounded the corner. There's an assumption that staring at beautiful women is always usher, regardless of his answer. To add insult to injury and say, not only am I going to stare at her, but then I'm going to have conversations where I talk about how beautiful the celebrity is, right?
I'm not staring at a woman. I'm saying...
What do you mean? You're not allowed to look at her to enjoy it.
That's not what I'm saying.
What do you mean?
Nice.
If it's the whole problem with intermarriage, then there's no problem. But if there's a problem,
first of all, staring at her is usher because of that.
The best thing was that when you found her.
No, there is no hetzer. None.
Sorry, Nachum.
No,
okay.
We're talking about attractive celebrities.
Good. Okay, Donnie.
Actually, there is.
I'm going to end this.